This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So Obamacare won't be repealed, at least not this week. And today is the deadline for health insurers to commit. Are they selling policies in the federal marketplace next year or are they not? You probably remember a number of insurance carriers have pulled out of a bunch of markets saying they were losing money. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at whether insurers can find their financial footing amid so much uncertainty.
Insurance companies need customers, but it's likely they'll be harder to come by this fall when the enrollment period begins. Exhibit A, the Trump administration dramatically cut healthcare.gov's advertising budget and funds for navigators, people who help consumers sign up. Joel Klein is with the insurance company Oscar.
Those things are really ill-advised and unhelpful.
Industry consultant Robert Leshefsky says despite these headwinds, he expects most insurers will stick it out, even if the pool of customers does shrink. Thanks to federal subsidies that help cover premiums, insurers can and are raising rates.
They could charge $20,000 a month, and it wouldn't matter to the 60% of people who get subsidies because they're capped in what they pay. The government just picks up these high costs.
Here's the risk, says Leshefsky. As insurers jack up premiums, the 40% of people who don't qualify for subsidies get priced out of the market, meaning less business for insurers going forward. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.